then Mrs. was standing Chasher Ivan, the family, the whole Tzibur, where Melina was, Reb Chaim Zev was a father, not just to his immediate family, he was a father for the whole Kehila. Everyone felt it. And it's a time, Mitzad Echad, on one hand, to contemplate loss. Everyone feels a loss. His heart is torn. But Mitzad Sheni, on the other hand, it's also a time of potential aliyah, from learning from this Maisim. It's a tremendous opportunity. It's a Tiras Tzadikim. It's a time, it's a special time. And it's especially for someone who cared so much about us, it's a time that Mamisha, Tzibur felt like his children. So we can learn from the father, from the father's Maisim. I heard a merdical verse from my father. He said, about Eliyahu HaNavi and Elisha, I think it's appropriate over here to the Rav. It says, Elisha HaNavi asked Eliyahu, I want a very difficult request. We wouldn't even have we've called even the chutzpah, the hazzah, to ask such a request from Eliyahu HaNavi. Elisha asked, lo pachot v'lo yoter, I want to be twice as much of you in the vua. Pishnayim miruchacha. I want to be twice as much. That's what Elisha asked Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi answered, difficult request, but he said, if you'll be around by my ptira, and you'll see how I go up to Shemayim, you could be zeiche to Pishnayim. And it says that Elisha was there at the time when Eliyahu went up to Shemayim. He said, Ovi, he saw him go up like a malach on a chariot of fire. And he said, Ovi, Ovi, Rechav Yisrael, Tata, Tata. He saw him go up. And with that, in that maimed, he was zeiche to Pishnayim of in Nevu. We have to know exactly what that means, but Pishnayim of Nevu of Eliyahu HaNavi. That's Elisha was zeiche. So my father asked, it's a murder kamaisi. It's hard to understand, but it's a murder kamaisi. It's nice. So you know, if you go up to Shemayim, he says, there's one other place in Tanakh that L'chayru, we see a similar type of maisa, but we don't see the same results as Elisha and Eliyahu. It says by Menoyach, and who's the father of Shimshon, it says that he also saw the Malach go up him and his wife, go up in the mamish and fire. They went up to Shemayim, and he says from there they knew that he was a malach. He went up to Shemayim, but my father asked, we don't find that there was some radical change in Menoyach that he became. And there's even one man, the Yarmul Gemara. My father says that Menoyach Amoritz Lahavi was an Amoritz, and even the other man, the Yarmul Maskana Gemara, wasn't Amoritz. But we don't find that he was. Oh, he made a tremendous aliyah from seeing the Malach go up to Shemayim. He and Elisha, they saw the same thing. They saw Malach going up to Shemayim, and Elisha had a tremendous effect. He was zeicha to Pishnayim of Nevuah of Eliyahu. So my father says the difference is, because Elisha knew Eliyahu the boss of Adam. He was his father his whole life, right? He was his father. He knew him. He saw his action. He saw Maisa B'chol Yom. He was a human being. He was a tremendous tzaddik, a kaddish. We don't have no musik where Eliyahu Navi was, but he saw him as a boss of Adam. And Elisha saw that even a boss of Adam, a human being, could reach a darga. If he works on himself, a lifelong mission, he can turn into a malach. He can work on himself. He was great before, but he could reach such heights from working on but this, the Rebbe that I knew day to day, and I see him reaching a malach. Matzacheni, the Menoyach, he never knew the malach of the boss of Adam. He was a malach, you know, there's a group of people. There's a union of malachim and the human beings. I'm not a malach. I know myself. People always say, I'm not a malach. What do you expect from them? I'm a regular person. So you can't expect certain things. So it didn't have the impact that it did that Elisha, he saw his Rebbe, who was a boss of Adam, in spite of the fact that he was a tremendous God of Rabbah, but he was a first human being. And he went up and he zeicher to be a malach. We all knew Chaim Zev many years. Kiwa here knew him. I knew him Amish since boyhood, since we were growing up in the East Side. And Amish, we became family, got a kesher through the family. And all the opportunities I saw, what I saw, continuous growing and growing and growing with all this tremendous koichas that Chaim Zev had. But he didn't stop. He grew. He continued to grow until he grew to where he was, and he continued growing till he went up to Sarah Shemayim, like the Sibur was saying, Ovi, Ovi, that he was your father, but he was the father who was like a malach to them, but he was also Bas of Adam, he was a tata to them, he was a father to them, and they saw how a Bas of Adam can turn into a malach. Where did he get his koichas from? Tremendous koichas. We all knew his koichas that he had. You know, he can go through a war for the MS, and Where does it stem from, the koichas? Multiple, I'm not going to be masped to tight up or Chaim Zev, he was a kav rabba, but one kuda, one line, which is really a common denominator of all his meisim throughout his whole life, he was ish yasher, his yasheris. He didn't veer. He didn't try to round off corners. He went with the emes, and if you go, a person goes with the emes, the heart sounds like it's very difficult to go with the emes. It really is difficult to go with the emes. But the emes is that if someone goes yasher, he goes straight, he has this tremendous koichas. And why? He's not alone. Because it says in seven kehelis, oh, he kim asif, oh, kim yasher. Kosh Baruch Hu made the him bikshu cheshbeinus rabbim. Kadosh Baruch Hu made people straight. That's the natural state of a person is to be yasher. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu made him. And they make people start making cheshbonos. They veer off course, but it's not the original product that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave. But if a person is a yasher and he sticks to the way Kadosh Baruch Hu made him, in addition to the tremendous mayu of being a yasher, but it shatters, he has a tremendous koyach because he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in the address of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him. He's in his role. He's in the role of Yashuas. And he's there. And the merit of Yashuas could be in Torah, in Yashuas in Midas. He's Yashuas in all aspects of his life. But it's not just a Yashuas of Seichel, of Yediyah. It says it's tremendous. The merit of Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara says, we Rashi learns the Gemara. It says, "Or is the world a tzaddik? A tzaddik zechet the or. Yishre wave simcha." And Rashi said, "Yishre wave a zechet the simcha." Rashi says, "Yishre wave are even bigger than tzaddikim. The zechet the simcha." What pshat? But because if a person is a yasher, but it's not just a yasher in seichel. Yishre wave simcha. His emotions, everything in his heart, everything. Shem Shemaim, everything v'yasher, everything straight. He doesn't go off course in his ma'asim, in his dibur. In and out, he's a straight person. He's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him. So he's zeicha to tremendous simcha. Why is he zeicha to tremendous? What's the simcha? Tzadik zeicha to or. Why is the yasha zeicha to simcha? Simcha is because he's not alone. He's got HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The biggest atzvah, the biggest sadness he feels when he feels he's alone. He's alone. He's all alone. He's in the big people have nisayonis. But what compounds the nisayon is not only the etzim nisayon, it's the fact of feeling that they feel all alone in the nisayon, right? They're all alone. But the person of the usher, he's not alone. He's in the path that the Kosh Baruch Hu put him. You just have to look up, open up a Gemara, open up the Shulchan Aruch, see what the Kosh Baruch Hu wants from me. And he's sticking to the path, he can be zeichet. He's always together with the Kosh Baruch Hu. That's where he is. And that's why he could be zeichet to simcha. And we know the tremendous turbulence today in the world, and people, nothing seems to be stable anymore. But that's only a person who's not a yasher. A person who's a yasher is going with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Within all the turbulence, all the turmoil, he's on the road of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he's never alone. There's a tremendous Gemara Yerushalmi. Gemara says that we know that all Hilcha Shabbos, the Malachas, we were not from the way they made the Mishkan. The Lamentes Malachas, that's how they built the Mishkan. So Gemara Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, by the Malachas buying a building, we know it has to be a binyan shel kayama. It has to be a permanent building. That's how you chayev. That's how the Malacha. He said in the Mishkan, it was not like that. The Mishkan itself wasn't permanent. It says it's a pershem yisur, a pershem yachnu. They would move from one location to another. They made all the different stops in the midbar, and then they put down the tent again, the Mishkan again, and then again they move, and they never knew where the next stop. Sometimes there for a day, sometimes for a week, sometimes for a month, sometimes for a year, sometimes for a long time. But there was no permanence in where they were. They never had a permanent address. So they asked Yerushalmi, how can we see from here that the binyan of the Mishkan wasn't shel kayama? So the answer is, so why in Shabbos are we chayv only by a binyan kavua, by a permanent binyan? And for the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi answered, since it says in Pasuk, al pi Hashem Yisuv, al pi Hashem Yachnu, wherever they went al pi Hashem, it was a binyan shel kayama. In other words, the particular location might have been temporary, but the permanence, it had a permanence about it, that the permanence was that we're always once with Pi Hashem. That's where the address was, not a particular place in the Midbar. The address was, I'm Pi Hashem, I'm with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's my permanent residence. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Achorin Levracha, is a tremendous mashal for Madav Adayma to a little child that comes from a small town. He never saw the big city. Sometimes he goes to his father. First time his father takes him to the big city, and he's amazed. He sees buildings, he sees roads, highways, cars. He sees them. So someone asks him, he asks the child, where are you? Which street are you on? So the child answers, which street am I? I'm next to Abba. That's where I am. That's my location is next to Abba. Yeah, it might be in a big city. I don't know exactly where the next stop is going to be, but I'm with my father. Someone who goes up Pi Hashem, he's always with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He's the way a Kaddish Baruch Hu made him. He made him Yashir, and he goes with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He doesn't look for Cheshbonis, doesn't know shortcuts, doesn't cut corners. He goes with the Emes. Kaddish Baruch Hu is always there for him and with him, but it's only Yashir is not only in Seichel, like we said, it's also Belev, his emotions, his Yashir and everything, his Midas and his caring for other people, everything with a Yashir. The Yishir Lev, someone with a Yashir Belev, is Simcha, he's like a tremendous Simcha, because he's never alone. Kaddish Baruch Hu is always with him. He's always with him. And that's what we saw with Chaim Zev. We saw the Yashir, also the Pashtis. Not just the Pashtus, but it comes from being straight. He looks at himself. Mainly. I remember hearing him sometimes in family simchas or something when he spoke. He spoke about himself like, who am I? I'm no one. I felt like maybe standing up. That's how you speak about yourself. He's a guy for a rabbi. But that's how he really felt. He remembers. Yeah, I'm just Eved Hashem. I'm going with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And he never got off track. He was always on track. We know that's the biggest sign of a person. If a person is nichshel by something, he doesn't do the right thing. In addition to not doing the right thing, he gets off track. And he's not closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person does the right thing, does the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a straight way, in a tzmimutic way. He feels close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a lot of mishpatim, a lot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were accountable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? There was a lot of mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there's a mishpat, there's a din, if Achamei Veshem, there's a din. In the history of the world, there was a lot of mishpatim. The shortest mishpat that's accounted for in the Torah was a mishpat of one word. The whole mishpat, the prosecutor, the defendant, the whole mishpat was one word. When Adam Rishon did a chet, the Kodesh Baruch Hu asked him one word, Ayeka, where are you? Where are you? That's all he said. He didn't have to say anything else. He said, where are you? You're not on course. You might have had good machshavas, but you made a lot of cheshbonis, but you're not on track. You got off course. And that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu just told him, Ayeka, just contemplate. Are you on course? Are you on course or you're off track? Well, the common denominator, Mechanei Meshutaf of Reb Chaim Zev, all his life was his mamish on track, doing the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no pella. People wondered, where does he get his kaychas from? Mamish, he can go through a wall when it comes to his emes. But because since he didn't need himself, he meant that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It comes from a pashtus and it comes from a yashrus, both together. We grew up together on the east side. We were all influenced by Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zecheinu Levracha. He was, and but that what we saw by Reb Moshe, the yashrus and the pashtus of Reb Moshe. His whole being was, and the he was always the simcha. I was a neighbor of Moshe. We used to live on the second floor. We were on the first floor. I remember, I always saw him, the same Reb Moshe with the same yashrus and pashtus. Even when I was a little kid, I didn't know his Torah, maybe I still don't know, but the yashrus we saw and the pashtus, and that's who Reb Chaim Zev was. The whole avira that's the Avira that Reb Chaim Zev was, and that he always stood on track, and he grew from year to year, not only from year to year, from day to day. And this study, he only because of his yashrus, he was able to give so much to his family, to his kehila, because he was not for himself. He didn't exist. He's not a man d'amar. He's only there. He's ever the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I have to do. I'm a son of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's the Tata. So just like you're a son of the Tata, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has other children, right? So you have to do for other children also. They're also children of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Children of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, children of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he was there, not for himself, he's not for the COVID, not for not everything. He had Nisyonis. He also had Nisyonis. Every person has Nisyonis. But his Nisyonis was to figure out what's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once he knows what's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can go through a wall. But not only, but the same Koyach that was able to go through a wall for the MS, he was soft as mamish, anything caring, like we heard, for the kehila, for his family. But he lived for Pasha to help other people, to be Makan Hashem Shemayim. That's what he was there for. And the male, that's his guiding light he wants to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do for our fellow Yidden. So that's what he did. He emulated the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he helped his kehila, he did it with such seichel and with such pikhus, because he wasn't around the yamar. He just figured out what exactly are the need. What word does this person in the kibbutz need? A word of encouragement. And maybe now he needs a word of techacha. But whatever it was, whether it was a word of encouragement or a word of techacha, but it was not for himself. He was there for the others, for the kehila. And they saw, they were zeichel to see a yashadika person. The mamish to see karmatzias to see the yashus. Person Shem Rav Shach, the Chorinu of Rach, Rav Shach said that, you know, if a person is not straight in midas, it's not just it's a missing in midas. He can't. He said in Yiddish, a mensch was nit gleich in midas, can it zogen can gleiche svara. A person is not straight in yashus in midas, he can't be straight when it comes to learning. Also, it's only if a person works on himself and he's completely yasher, so he can see the seichel elokim. The Torah is called sefer yasher. He can be zeichet to be the amkes of the Torah, because the Torah is yasher. We know the Chumash Bereishis and the Navi is called, you know what name it's called? It's called sefer yasher. The sefer of the Yesharim, the others, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. That's what Bereishis is called. That's the mahus of the sefer, the yasher. Person zeichet the yasher. Yashus Alev, Yashus, completely worked out in Yashus. He can mitzad echad on one hand. It wasn't a steer. People think it's a steer with two different meters. One to be tough and hard and comes to, and unyielding when it comes to halacha, and not to bend corners and not to compromise, and that when it comes to halacha, not to give in when you have to know if it's not the right thing at this point to compromise. But it's a cheney to be tremendous. Giving and caring for the other person, the same kifas that he had when he came to being yasher, straight, and in halacha, he did with his ganze neshama. When he did to helping other people, also he did with ganze neshama, and the people felt it. You feel. The neshama feels, a person feels, the killer felt that the Rav was not just there to do a mitzvah of tzedakah, a mitzvah of chesed. He was there with them. He gave not just his money, his tzedakah, in words of encouragement. He gave his heart. He gave his lev. His yishri lev. I just wanted to be my rech, but we saw we all zeichet to be close to some closer to the Reb Chaim Zev. We saw this ikka. We saw the simcha zachaim from Chaim Zev, the yeshua leif simcha. Who is the simcha? Because he's doing the right thing. He's straight. And we saw his devotion to the tzibur, the tata, avi rechav Yisrael. That's how the tzibur feels. And you want to know the divrei nechama, that the same tata who cared, who gave his whole leif, his whole neshama for the tzibur. For sure, men b'shamayim b'akifei kovod, he's mamshich to daven with his ganze lev for the tzibur, for his family, his wonderful family, for the children, for the whole family, for the tzibur, and daven to Klal Yisrael. So much cared for Klal Yisrael. For sure, he's davening for Klal Yisrael. Be a Melitz Yosher. He should be a Melitz Yosher for the family Achshuva, for the Kehillah, Chashuv Kehillah, for all his acquaintances, all who knew him. He continued to be a Melitz Yosher for Gans Klal Yisrael. We say a Gula, Krayv B'Meir V'Yameinu Amen.